KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 78 degrees in Atlantic. It'll be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today with a chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms. A high of 93 with a heat index around 100 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In an update to our story last hour, no injuries were reported following a rollover accident this morning on Interstate 80 here in Cass County. Atlantic Fire and Rescue and Medevac Ambulance were dispatched to the scene of the crash near the Marnie exit at around 6:15 a.m. for a vehicle with a female occupant which had rolled into the median. The accident was under investigation and additional details are still not available, but you can look for additional updates later this morning. News time is 8 o'clock.
Summer's finally here. Come into the TV Store in Atlantic and find out what's new.
We've got the complete line of 2013 Sony TVs ranging from 32 all the way up to our huge 70-inch with built-in 3D. Bundle it with one of the latest Sony Blu-ray players or surround sound systems.
We also have the latest smartphones from Verizon Wireless, including the iPhone 5 and the Samsung Galaxy S4 with an incredible 13-megapixel camera and infrared remote control.
And don't forget, the TV Store is your locally owned Dish Network retailer. Get hooked up with a Hopper DVR system and never have to watch another commercial again. The TV Store is locally owned and takes pride in providing top-notch customer service. We take time to make sure you know how to use that new phone or TV, and we do all of our own Dish installs so you don't have to worry about a stranger coming to your house.
So come see us today and get more at the TV Store. We're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 712-243-3032.
The Kem Community School District's Board of Education will hold a special meeting this morning. During that session, which gets underway at 9 o'clock at the Kem High School Media Center, the board will discuss and then act on matters pertaining to a change order for the multi-purpose building, a contract, and the fiscal year 2013 bills. Members of the Exira and Elkhorn-Kimbleton Boards of Education will hold a joint meeting this evening in the Family and Consumer Science Room at the high school in Elkhorn. During that 7 p.m. session, the oath of office will be administered to an EHK board member, and the boards will discuss and act on several matters, including official results for the June 25th special election, board representation with regard to the new board and who will represent each board, along with the board members' term expiration dates, meeting dates and times for the new board, and approval of policies, financial records, and activity locations. And members of the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet this evening in the Media Center at the high school. That session begins, as always, at 7:30. And during the meeting, the board will act on approving general education and special education contracts, other contracts and or letters of assignment, volunteer coaches, and any resignations before them. The board will also approve the district's technology plan for the 2013-2014 school year, the hiring of an additional secretary at the Washington School, a reduced rate for college class textbooks and rental fees, an increase in the homeschool position, an additional part-time position, a contract with Lynch Dallas PC for negotiating services with the collective bargaining groups, and finally approving the AHS band and chorus trip to Chicago in the spring of 2014. Des Moines Area Community College say they expect to add to housing for thousands of students on or near its Ankeny campus. Students will pay about $12,000 in room and board to live on campus or nearby for a two-year degree. About 300 students lived on campus last year, and that will jump to about 1,000 students in the fall with the opening of two apartment complexes across the street from the Ankeny complex. More housing is expected to be built nearby to house even more college students. With nearly 24,000 students across six campuses, the community college district trails only the University of Iowa and ISU for the largest college enrollments in the state. A 21-year-old man has been arrested after a standoff in Iowa City. Police say officers entered a house at around 10:30 a.m. Sunday and found Torian Claggett hiding in the attic. No injuries or shots were reported. Officers first responded to the area at around 2:35 a.m. Sunday after a woman reported that a man with a handgun had driven by her and made threats. Police say the vehicle was soon spotted, but the driver fled the vehicle and ran into a house. Police say that officers entered the home after some negotiations and found Claggett. He was arrested on a drug warrant. Claggett remained in jail this morning, and there's no report on his current status. Other than that, a 20-year-old man reported missing while on a hitchhiking and train-hopping trip across the country has turned up in Montana and called his mother. Susan Langrebe of Newton said her son Daniel called on Saturday night to check in from Big Sky, Montana. He didn't know his mother had reported him missing on July the 1st. She'd last heard from Daniel on June the 24th, although he said he would contact her every 2 to 3 days. Susan Langrebe said that Daniel told her that he had asked someone to call her for him 8 days ago because he was going into an area without cell phone reception or access to a payphone. That person didn't make the call. The parents of Kathleen Shepherd are joining with a nonprofit group to push for tougher penalties in Iowa for sex offenders who target children. Kathleen Shepherd, a 15-year-old from Dayton, was abducted along with a 12-year-old girl on May the 19th. The 12-year-old escaped while Shepherd's body was found weeks later in the Des Moines River. The man alleged to have kidnapped and killed Shepherd, 42-year-old Michael Klender, took his own life after the kidnapping. Klender was released from prison in 2011 after serving less than half of a 41-year sentence for conviction related to two kidnappings in 1991. Kathleen's father, Michael Shepherd, spoke about his daughter at a press conference Saturday in Dayton.
We're going to take her songs and her hopes straight to the elected officials of Iowa and demand better protection for our children.
The press conference was held under the Tree of Hope, named in memory of Kathleen.
If we can help protect just one child in Iowa or the nation, then this tragedy, as bad as it was, can mean something.
Joining Shepherd at the press conference was Brett King. His family formed the Chelsea's Light Foundation. The foundation pushed legislation in California to ensure those who commit violent crimes against children are put behind bars for life.
It's a one-strike law that does not give the ability for release. One and you're done. We don't need to have a second victim.
Chelsea's law, passed in California in 2010, is named for King's 17-year-old daughter, who was raped and killed in a San Diego park by a paroled sex offender. King said Chelsea's Light Foundation will provide legal and financial help to the Shepherd family as they prepare a bill to present to the Iowa legislature. Governor Branstad and key lawmakers have said they are open to considering sentencing changes in the wake of Kathleen's death. The Iowa Supreme Court will reconsider a controversial ruling in which the court ruled it was illegal for a dentist to fire his assistant for being too attractive. Chief Justice Mark Cady signed an order in late June that resubmitted a lawsuit filed by Melissa Nelson. A new decision could come as early as Friday. Nelson sued after Webster County dentist James Knight fired her in 2010. She claimed Knight complained to her about being distracted by her appearance. Nelson's attorney, Paige Fiedler, said that she was optimistic for a different outcome this time. She said the all-male court did not understand the gender discrimination that Nelson suffered. Knight's attorney said in December that the ruling was a victory for family values. The suspended sentence of a man convicted of running a meth lab at a home child daycare has some parents upset. Dale Bloomer recently pleaded guilty to manufacturing meth, child endangerment, and other charges, and received a suspended 25-year sentence. Fawn Wax said that Bloomer's suspended sentence has her seething. She said her 4-year-old son, who attended the daycare when police discovered the meth lab in late December, tested positive for high amounts of meth. She said Bloomer should be in prison. Bloomer's live-in girlfriend at the time of his arrest and the daycare's operator, 34-year-old Amanda Taylor, is set to be sentenced Thursday on similar charges. Wax said that she'll be at Taylor's sentencing and has already written her victim impact statement. Republican Congressman Tom Latham said there's likely to be an effort this week to resurrect the farm bill.
I'm optimistic, trying to find that what we call the sweet spot to get the 218 votes to move it.
When the House version of the farm bill came up for vote last month, it fell 23 votes shy of the 218 votes necessary to pass bills in the U.S. House of Representatives.
I know the leadership and the and Frank Lucas, chairman of the Ag Committee, are working very hard to find an agreement where we can pass the farm bill on the floor. It's very possible, if that happens, to bring the bill back to the floor again to get the votes to move it to conference.
The U.S. Senate has already passed its own version of the farm bill, and if the House passed its version soon, a conference committee can be convened to come up with a final compromise on the legislation. Latham says House leaders are counting votes to see if taking out a controversial provision that lets states impose work requirements for food stamp recipients helps or hurts the bill's chances.
The Speaker has committed to get the bill done in July. Now, hopefully it does not go into September. I think the time then gets much shorter as far as getting into the end of the year. So I'm very optimistic, and I know that leadership is committed to do it in July before we leave for the August recess.
The U.S. House will reconvene today after a break over the 4th of July holiday. The schedule calls for the House to meet a total of 14 days in July and for just the first 2 days of August. 9 congressional work days are scheduled in September. The one-year extension of the 2008 Farm Bill expires on September 30th. Taking a look at world headlines, the political arm of the Muslim Brotherhood is telling Egyptians to rise up against the military after at least 40 people were killed at a sit-in outside the Republican Guard building in Cairo this morning. That building is where ousted President Mohamed Morsi was first held last week. Morsi supporters say today's attack by the military was unprovoked. The military says it came under assault first. Hamas, an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood, is also condemning the killings. Officials investigating Saturday's deadly jetliner crash in San Francisco say the Asiana Airlines flight was flying significantly below the target speed as it approached the airport and the pilot tried to abort the landing just before the Boeing 777 smashed onto the runway. Two of the 307 people on board were killed. South Korea says it will be inspecting engines and landing equipment on all Boeing 777 owned by Asiana and Korean Air. 5 people are confirmed dead, but residents of a Quebec town are bracing for a rising death toll today. 40 people are still missing after a runaway oil tanker train exploded early Saturday. All but one of the train's 73 tanker cars were carrying oil when somehow they came loose and sped downhill 7 miles into the town of Lac Majenac. Also in the news, Teresa Hines Carey, the wife of U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, is in critical but stable condition at a Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. A person in close contact with the family says Hines Carey had experienced symptoms consistent with a seizure. She was first taken to a hospital in Nantucket and then flown last night to the Boston Hospital. Hines Carey is 74. News time is 8:11.
Honey, don't forget, Jesse from the TV store is coming to install Dish today.
Oh, yeah. When's he going to be here? Between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.?
No, he's actually supposed to be here right... The TV store is your locally owned, authorized Dish retailer. They provide superior customer service and know how to be on time. Jesse and Al are their only installers, so you know who's going to be coming to your house, not some stranger from the city. At the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer, you get all the same deals that you would get by calling the 1-800 number without automated systems or hold times. And yes, they have the hopper. If you're fed up with your current television provider or want to know about the latest technologies Dish has to offer, go check out the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-3032. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In our funeral announcements, Terry Hepler, age 74, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. A funeral mass for Terry Hepler will be this morning at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Joel Kirchhoff, age 53, of Glenwood and formerly of Manning, died June the 30th in Council Bluffs. A massive Christian burial service for Joel Kirchhoff will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home in Manning in charge of arrangements. Samuel Smith, age 86, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Samuel Smith will be this morning at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Norma Glass, age 95, of Oakland, died Friday at the Risen Sun Christian Village. Funeral services for Norma Glass will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Eugene Keenan, age 80, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Eugene Keenan will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Vera Stone, age 95, of Bayard, has died. Services for Vera Stone are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.